Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
Today's question comes from Marla Schmidt. Almost every day, she picks up beach trash in a 5-gallon bucket. She's been cleaning up this section of a beach in Bayview for a year. She even started a Facebook page, Catch of the Day MKE, where she posts her finds. So she wanted to know.
I'm curious where it's all coming from.
So we asked Todd Brennan, a senior policy manager with the Alliance for the Great Lakes, to join us at the beach.
So have you done any research, or do you have any idea where it could possibly be coming from, how so much of it's getting in the water to begin with?
So it's kind of a mixed bag.
A significant portion of ocean trash comes from ships. But Brennan says the waste on Lake Michigan's shores comes mostly from land.
We at least know it's a shoreline issue, which is just sort of our issue.
Which puts the onus on us as citizens and stewards of the lake to keep the beaches clean.
So then having beach cleanups, like I said, I think they're great, but it's a band-aid. If we keep putting the stuff out there, like I could literally do this job 24/7. It'll never stop coming.
And that's not hyperbole. According to a 2017 study by the Rochester Institute of Technology,
21.8 million pounds of trash are entering Lake Michigan every year. That's the equivalent of 100 Olympic-sized swimming pools full of just plastic water bottles.
To get a better idea of what sorts of things are washing up on the shores, we took a walk along Marla's stretch of the beach.
Yeah, we should pick up some trash.
Yeah.
See what we can find here.
What are we seeing here?
So that's a plastic cigarette tip. If I was shocked with anything, it was those. How many of those I got?
Cigarette tips are actually on our top 10 list of most found items on the beaches.
Right.
About 10 years ago, they suddenly entered the top 10 list and they never left.
There are so many plastic cigar tips that Schmidt says she ends up ignoring cigarette butts. But Brennan reminded us, even though they may look like paper, they're not.
Cigarettes are actually acetate, so that is plastic.
There's
lots of chemicals that are located inside, and I think that's a problem.
Yeah.
People don't realize. They think it's cotton. They think it's biodegradable. It's not. It's actually made of plastic.
Brennan says about 85% of Great Lakes beach litter is plastic, and we certainly found our fair share on the beach.
If we dug through this, right, well, there's probably thousands
yep.
of pieces of plastic in this, in a, like, 1 meter, 2 meter square spot.
In just one debris pile, we found
shotgun wadding,
plastic water bottles, a plastic spoon, plastic straw.
There's a needle.
There's a syringe with its needle.
It's an insulin prick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those little plastic floss things.
And what is the impact of all that trash? It's an eyesore, sure. But why does it matter?
Plastic never really goes away. It just becomes smaller and smaller. It gets degraded by the sun, which makes it even more insidious because it becomes part of the food web. It's part of our water system. So we do know that it has an impact. The bigger concern than just the plastic itself is certain types of chemicals, things called POPs.
Persistent organic pollutants. They include pesticides, industrial chemicals, and other byproducts that have been recognized as having adverse effects on humans and the ecosystem. The concern, Brennan says, is that these chemicals could latch onto plastics and end up in the stomachs of wildlife or humans.
You know, unlike the oceans, wildlife need this and so do we. I mean, we survive on this water.
So while beach cleanups are important, Schmidt wants to address the roots of the problem. She wants to change consumer behavior to prevent plastic from getting to the beach in the first place.
It's only one straw, said 1 billion people.
No matter where it comes from, we know who it comes from. We share the responsibility and we must share in the solution as well, says Schmidt. All of our lives depend on it.
People have asked me, what's the strangest thing that you've seen on the beach? I'm like, it's all strange to me. There shouldn't be plastic on our beach, especially to the extent that it is. And that.
For Bubbler Talk, I'm Gabrielle Powell.
And I'm Ben Benversi.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. What's got you scratching your head about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.